We're here at the Dublin 12 Health Fair, and the Rapid Coordinator is just going to introduce the CEO of St. James's Hospital. What's his name?
Brian Fitzgerald.
Brian Fitzgerald. He's just going to say a few words now. So there you go, great words from Brian Fitzgerald, CEO of St. James's Hospital. And to think he started off as work experience and is now the CEO of St. James's Children's Hospital, or Adult Hospital. It's great. And he came up here on his bike to the Dublin 12 Health Fair. I think that's all I have to say, because I'm still not used to talking off the cuff. But just for myself, I suppose, being here this morning, it's just kind of emotional in a strange way. This is the passion here from people talking about their different causes. I can see like the Dublin 12 Local Drugs Task Force, the Dublin 12 Domestic Violence Service, on Garda Síochána are there, Roger, their stand is there beside Dublin City Council, the Rapid Revitalising Areas by Planning, Investment and Development. And it just feels like everything's coming together within Drimna and the Dublin 12, and it's great to see all the people that have been working, like some of them, like for the last 20, 30 years have been working tirelessly in Drimna, and today you get a great feeling of that community spirit. And it's really great to see, you know, Brian coming up here on his bike to have a few words with the people in Drimna, unannounced, no pomp, no ceremony. And, you know, it really is testament to what anyone can do, and from wherever they are in Ireland, the world, whatever. So now I'm babbling a bit, but I'm trying to look at what other stands. The ladies from the St. Agnes Community Orchestra have just inspired me. They've just blown me away with their passion for what they do. Kathleen from Enable Ireland, from the Dublin 12 Disability Mainstream Access Project. She's brilliant. The Volunteer Centre are here, Kim Boyle, and the Walkinstown Green Hills Resource Centre. All of these bodies are trying to do so much on so little funding. Some have, you know, are really worried about where they're going to get their money for the next year. For example, the community, St. Agnes's Orchestra, they need 30 grand to function a year. And for what they are doing, I mean, 30 grand, really, it's not a lot to ask, is it? Anyway, my 5 minutes are nearly up, and I've had good practice using AudioVoo this morning, and I can't wait to upload these and share them with everyone. That's all for now. Thanks, bye.